1918, Rose Marie, born 1918, Kathleen Agnes, born 1920, Eunice Mary, born 1921, Patricia Helen, born 1924, Robert Francis, born 1925, Jean Anne, born 1928, and Edward Moore, born 1932. The second generation are the surviving children of Joseph and Rose and their spouses, John and Jacqueline Bouvier, born 1929, Eunice and Sergeant Shriver, born 1915, Pat and Peter Lawford, born 1923, Bobby and Ethel Skakel, born 1928, Jean and Stephen Smith, born 1927, and Ted and Virginia Joan Bennett, born 1936, and later, Victoria Reggie, born 1954. The third generation, the primary subject of this work, comprises the progeny of the second, and there were many, 29 in all. John and Jackie were the parents of Caroline Bouvier, born 1957, and John Fitzgerald Jr., born 1960. Eunice and Sargent were the parents of Robert Sargent III, born 1954, Maria Owings, born 1955, Timothy Perry, born 1959, Mark Kennedy, born 1964, and Anthony Paul, born 1965. Pat and Peter Lawford were the parents of Christopher Kennedy, born 1955, Sidney Malia, born 1956, Victoria Francis, born 1958, and Robin Elizabeth, born 1961. Bobby and Ethel were the parents of Kathleen Hartington, born 1951, Joseph Patrick II, born 1952, Robert Francis Jr., born 1954, David Anthony, born 1955, Mary Courtney, born 1956, Michael Lemoyne, born 1958, Mary Carey, born 1959, Christopher George, born 1963, Matthew Maxwell Taylor, born 1965, Douglas Harriman, born 1967, and Rory Elizabeth, born 1968. Jean and Stephen were the parents of Stephen Edward Jr., born 1957, William Kennedy, born 1960, Amanda Mary, born 1967, and Kim Maria, born 1972. Edward, Ted, and Joan were the parents of Cara Ann, born 1960, Edward Moore Jr., born 1961, and Patrick Joseph, born 1967. The fourth generation, then, would be the many children of the third, some of whom are also considered for this work, such as Joseph Patrick III, son of Joseph II and Sheila Rausch, born 1980, John Connor, son of Robert II and Mary Richardson, born 1994, and John Jack Bouvier Kennedy, son of Caroline Kennedy and Edwin Arthur Schlossberg, born 1993. My mandate with this volume was not to write about every Kennedy of the third generation who ever drew breath. Admittedly, as I was doing my research, some held my fascination more than others. In the end, I sought to tell what I think are the stories that best explored the truth of who these people were in one another's lives, and that also revealed their true selves, warts and all, as well as their many contributions to our society. After all, this is a generation that was ubiquitous in our culture in the 1960s, 70s, 80s, into the 90s and beyond, and as you will read on these pages, even today. Maybe Life once put it best when the magazine reported of them, "They were America's children, born at a time when the nation itself seemed reborn. The grandchildren of Joseph and Rose Kennedy became a compelling symbol of the future for people hungry for change. And we couldn't get enough of them. Americans probably saw more of the Kennedys on television and in photographs than they saw of their own families. At a time when the American family was said to be falling apart, the Kennedy family seemed of biblical strength." A myth I think worth dispelling from the outset is that these particular Kennedys did little to nothing of any great significance in our culture. In fact, they were all raised to have a strong sense of noblesse oblige. Of course, when one considers the global ramifications of what President Kennedy did with his time in office, maybe not much can compare. The same holds true of the great work of Bobby and Ted, not to mention Sargent and Eunice. They're all competing with icons and legends, political consultant David Axelrod, who has advised several of them, noted of the younger Kennedys. However, as you will hear,